is Bird Note. Today, we have with us Bird Note writer Todd Peterson, who's also a beekeeper. Here's Todd.
For 30 years, I've been keeping bees near the beautiful, old, gambrel-roofed barn of a pioneer farm. For as long as I can remember, my spring and summer labor has been accompanied by the cry of red-tailed hawks that nest in the woods nearby. If it survives its first 2 years, a red-tailed hawk can live from 10 to 15 years. So my companions today may be the third generation of those birds I came to recognize 3 decades ago. As the years have passed, so many of the other places of my life have changed, almost beyond recognition, overwhelmed by human development and sprawl. Human population has exploded around the globe. The march of the strip malls and housing developments seems inexorable. I mourn the natural world that is gone. But the hawks are still here. What allows these birds to return is that the forests and the fields remain. The same family has owned and farmed the land since 1915. In 30 years, when I am too old to keep bees anymore, will the red-tails still have a forest and fields to come back to? A place to live? I hope so.